Blog Talk Radio.
Say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound, but you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-round around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound, but you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Oh,
oh, oh,
oh. Oh, you won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound, but you smile at me and around I go on a merry-go-run-around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then pop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on a merry-go-run-around.
Dumbo, what's the...
Why do you cut into my scene?
Please, I'm singing.
Singing? You'll never go any place with your singing. You can't even cry.
They have a nervous breakdown in this spot.
Have one up in a tree, will you?
Yes, I'll say hello to your relatives.
You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round.
I won't say yes and I won't say no. I let your poor heart pound, but you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-run-around.
You build us up till the sky seems low, then pop, I hit the ground. But you hold our hand and around we go on the merry-go-run-around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Who dare?
Why try to get on one? But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round.
The band, you're doing a great job, fellas. Take five, it's all right. So I've been overeating. And you know what scares me? Did you hear Swedish scientists, and it's hard to say Swedish, Swedish scientists have determined that when you overeat, you destroy brain cells. Now, I know I was fat. I didn't know I was stupid. I've always been happy, even as a kid. I remember one Halloween, I wanted to be a skeleton. Only skeletons don't come in Husky. For me to go trick-or-treating, my grandmother had to sew my skeleton costume onto my white thermal underwear. So my friends and I, we go trick-or-treating and get to the first store, and the guy comes out to give us candy. Hey, it's Superman. Hey, it's Frankenstein. Hey, it's a fat boy in his underwear. Last Halloween, I didn't buy enough candy. Kids came to the door, I had nothing for them. So I gave them take out packs of sugar, which is candy in its purest form. When those ran out, I gave them take out packs of salt, pepper, soy sauce, duck sauce, hot mustard. I cleaned out that little shelf in my refrigerator. And did you know that 8 creamers make a glass of milk? Did you know that? Any married people out there? Any married people?
Yeah.
Oh, you admit it. Good, good, good. I met my wife for the first time at Macy's Santaland. She was an elf and I was a Santa. And things happen. Remember the first day I met her? I wanted to ask her out, but I got so tongue-tied and nervous I sounded like Lou Costello. Teresa, you want to go? Weeks later, I tried again. Teresa, hop in a tank! So finally comes Christmas Eve. It's the last day of Santa Land. It is a temporary job. I decide to go for broke. I walk right up to her and I said, Teresa, what a She said yes, and that was that. So that was it. We have a 5-year-old daughter now, so that's nice. And you know what? I still do Santa Claus. Well, I don't do Santa Claus. That's not nice. I still play Santa Claus, not all year round. I'm not a nut or anything, you know, at Christmas time. And I worked this one gig on the Upper East Side. The woman who hired me asked me, just before I went out to meet the people, if I would be politically correct. And I said to her, politically correct Santa? I had to say, I'm paying you. I want a politically correct Santa. I said, fine. I had no idea what to do. I just went out there. Merry Christmas. And happy Hanukkah and joyous Kwanzaa. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, son. Have you been good? Not that it's bad to be bad. Good is good. Bad is good. It's all the same as bad. Hello, girls. Ladies who are age challenged. You know who you are. Women, hear me roar. It's all the same as bad. So I've done a lot of commercials, but you know the kind of commercials I like to watch are those ones that come on late at night, you know, when the guy owns the store, he can't afford actors, so he does the commercial himself. Are we on? Hi! My name is Fat Roy. And I own and operate Fat Roy's muffler repair shop. Located on Avenue J and Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn. If you come down to Fat Roy's muffler repair shop, this week and this week only, we are giving away genuine Ming vases. Now, meet the family. This is my wife, Eunice. and my son, Fat Roy Jr. So, come on down to Fat Roy's. After all, this is our anal sale. Annual sale! So come on down. Wrap what up? I said it'd be a free slip. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, before I leave, I'd like to do two impressions for you. Two impressions. First, here's my impression of John Candy in every film. And here's one of my personal favorites. Here is Jack Gleason doing Shakespeare. To be or not to be? Oh, that is the question. And you know that I know. That you know that I'm the Prince of Denmark. I'm the Prince.
Thank you, I'm Bob Reber.
Thank you very much.
These are letters to people who kiss me out. Dear deli cashier. Okay, I get it. You're old. But that doesn't mean it's okay to hit on all of your female customers. You know, in the beginning, it was kind of like, oh, he's a little old guy, and he gives me free muffins and discounted drinks, so, you know, I'll smile back. But now, you don't give me anything for free at all, and you're just getting creepier. I mean, I'm afraid to pay in cash because you hold my hand for a few seconds when you give me my change. Ugh! Yeah. I mean, what makes you think it's okay to hold my hand when all I wanted was my change? You know, I mean, how is that even okay in the first place? This isn't the 20s. This is 2012, where that's kind of considered sexual harassment, in a way. I could probably say something. But since you're old, they may not do anything. But still, just take my order. Give me my vegetable juice. Okay, oldie? No more winky-winky. No touchy-touchy. And no looky-uppy-downy. Maybe I'll give you a tip if you don't creep me out next time. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters I wrote to these people. They put me out that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they are entertaining and they make you laugh.
Hey, that was Camille Theobald. Let's hear it for her. And let's keep it going with Katie Goodman, feminist.
Read an interview with a young actress, said she wasn't a feminist. This outspoken actress was on the A-list. Sorry, but I just can't resist. What on earth are you picturing? Castrating men while wearing sensible shoes? Must not know what feminism means, that a feminist is you. You're a feminist. Sorry, babe, but you're a feminist. I just think you don't even get the gist if you say you're not a feminist. Millennial women were truly happy for you. You feel empowered, and that was the goal of truth. So many of your rights are guaranteed today that you can't imagine things will end or any other way. It's wonderful you don't feel as much crap, but to give the feminists who came before you a bad rap, I mean, Do they even give you your free pass? So why don't you just shut your yap? Only about this, though. Say anything you want about anything else, all your opinions, and don't let anyone tell you can't, because you're a feminist. Yeah, babe, you're a feminist. Just take a look at the checklist. You like voting? You like driving? You're a feminist. Past feminists gave their lives to let you vote and be more than wise. Saying you're not a feminist gives them hives, although they're dead and buried, so it's hard to see. You try to explain this because you don't hate men. How do we have to go through that again and again? It's not about who's better. Here's my proof. Lots of men are feminists too, right? Where are my feminist guys at? Yeah! You want to argue that we're post-feminism? Well, tell that to American conservatism or post anything opinionated on the web without a death threat from some misogynistic head. Yeah, Jesus, you're a feminist. Yeah, babe, you're a feminist. All your ideas would have been dismissed before there was a world of feminists. A feminist is described as a person who believes in social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. Why is this so confusing? Shit, I can't do math, and you know why? Because fucking Barbie told me it's hard. And if that makes you mad, then just accept that you're a feminist. Yeah, babe, you're a feminist. Yeah, I had Barbies, so, because my mom didn't want to make me weird. But this isn't just about me and you, it's about girls who get stoned for just going to school. Which human is twice as likely to live in poverty? Yeah, I'm seeing boobies. Yeah, but no, you're not a feminist. No, not you, you're not a feminist. You know who else isn't? Boko Haram. Rush Limbaugh. The Taliban. You might want to call yourself a feminist. That woman who got interviewed, just count up all the money your male co-star is getting compared to you. And while you're at it, count up all the women on the film crew. Cause there's only 2%, I said 2% of directors are females, and that's just a little bit skewed. And now count up all the women in film who are in the nude, whose coochies we viewed. And it's like 31% versus 9% of males where things protrude. And I swear I'm not being a prude. It's, I'd be happy to see more men in the nude, like Jude Law. I'm just talking about equality here, dude. And to that woman that got interviewed, the fact that you're even giving interviews in the national news about your opinion means you're a feminist.
Here's a wonderful team. And they have something they're going to do for you right now that I think will go down as an all-time classic. The team of Stiller and Mara expressing this spirit.
Recently, there's been a lot of publicity in the papers about people dating by using computers. Well, Jerry and I would like you to meet a fellow and a girl who have been ideally matched by a computer. And they meet for the first time.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm Hershey Horowitz.
I'm Mary Elizabeth Doyle.
Doyle?
Horowitz?
Horowitz. H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z. Hershey. My friends call me Hesh.
Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E. My friends call me Mary Elizabeth.
Stoyle your real name?
For sure. Why wouldn't it be my real name?
I don't know. I was just hoping.
No, we're Doyles. We're Dempseys on my mother's side.
Dempsey, huh?
Yeah. Horowitz.
Schmullowitz on my mother's side. This computer's supposed to be a very good thing.
It's terrific, yeah. I mean, it takes all the guesswork out of meeting people. And
yeah.
It's worked out scientifically, so there's no
mistakes.
Yeah.
Mistakes, right. Mary Elizabeth,
yes.
Do you come from a large family?
Me? Oh, sure.
I mean, do you have a lot of sisters?
Oh, I have a lot of sisters in my family. Sister Mary Monica, Sister Bernadette Marie, Sister Mary Virginia. You have brothers and sisters?
Three brothers. Buck, Bougie, and Saul.
Buck.
No, Buck.
Buck. Excuse me.
Where you from?
Me, I'm from Flatbush.
Oh, really? That's where I'm from.
You're kidding.
East 42nd Street.
I live on East 42nd Street.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's my block.
Really?
Hey, this computer really works.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's fun. Hey, you know Richie Flanagan?
Richie Flanagan?
Yeah, tall, skinny kid.
No. Do you know Morris Goldstein?
Goldstein? No, I don't know him. You know Mary Ellen Moriarty?
Mary Ellen Moriarty, no.
Yeah.
Do you know Moish Beta?
Moish
Beta.
Moish, no, I would remember.
Do you know Elliot Blumenfeld?
No, I don't know him. You know Danny McQueenie?
No.
Timothy Sheehy?
No.
Tommy Tuohy?
No. Stanley Auster?
No, I don't know
Adolf
him.
Adolf Hausman?
No. Xavier Duffy?
No. Mike Schoenfeld?
Grace Mary McGinnity?
Raymond Kiss?
Kathleen Hall?
No.
Fitz Hall?
No.
Junior Hall?
No.
Mike Hall?
No.
Marguerite Hall?
No.
Raymond Hall?
No.
You don't know the Hall?
No. You know Seymour Ehrenpreich?
No, I don't know him.
You know the Lepson brothers?
No, I don't know them.
Audie and Jerry?
No, you know the Monahan twins, Maureen and Moira?
No.
No.
That's a pretty big block, that East 42nd.
Yes,
you like to dance?
Oh, I'm crazy about dancing.
Maybe we can go dancing some night.
Oh, I'd love it. Would you like to go dancing tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I'd love to go
Wonderful.
Dancing
Wonderful. They're having a dance tonight at my sodality.
At your what?
My sodality.
What's that?
That's a girls' organization at my parish.
Oh, you mean like the Hadassah?
What's that?
That's a girls' organization at my parish.
Say, by the way, what do you do?
Oh, right now, I'm unemployed.
No, I mean, what line are you in?
Line C.
No, I mean, you know, when you're working.
Oh, when I'm working?
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm a bagel baker.
Bagel baker?
Yeah, you know, bagels, bialys, and rolls, ting-a-linger, seedless, twisted, holes on one finger.
Nice voice.
Would you like a bagel?
No, I can't touch it.
Oh.
I mean, nothing personal.
Yeah.
I tried one once.
Oh?
I cut my gum.
Oh. How about a chocolate mint?
No, I can't eat any candy.
Diabetes?
No, Lent.
Oh. What do you do for relaxation?
Huh?
I mean, what do you do in the summertime?
Oh, we go to the mountains in the summertime.
Oh, really? We
yeah.
go to the mountains, too.
We go to the Catskills.
That's where we go.
You're kidding.
No,
oh,
really.
Oh, I love the Catskills. Where do you stay?
Jaime's Kuchelein. Jaime's Kuchelein.
Kuchelein?
No, Kuch.
Kuch.
Kuchelein.
Oh, I think I hurt myself.
Where do you stay?
Tennessee's Haven.
Tennessee's Haven?
Yeah. It's up in Windham. It's near all the big hotels. You know, Halloran's, the Shamrock Chalet. Yeah.
I never heard of it.
No. Well, it's a big mountain.
Yeah. Are you hungry?
I'm starving.
Hey, look, it's Friday night. Why don't we go down to my mother's house?
I don't want to impose.
No, she makes great cholubskis, kashavanskis, mandlach.
What's
like...
that?
What's what?
All those chuffs.
You mean cholubskis?
Yeah, cholubskis.
No, cholubskis.
Yeah. What is it?
Well, it's pieces of meat that is wrapped in dough and then you dip...
I'm sorry, I couldn't come over.
Oh?
Yeah.
Why not?
Friday. Well, I can't eat meat on Friday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, that's all right. You didn't know. That's all right. Hesh. I don't want you to think I'm a wet blanket or anything.
No, I think I know what you're going to say.
You see, I just feel this computer made a mistake.
I know it made a mistake. I mean, after all, it's just a machine, right? I mean, it's only human.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing personal, you know.
Right. Look, if you're ever on my part of East 42nd Street...
Well, likewise. We're at the end of East 42nd Street, where it runs into Holy Cross Cemetery.
Yeah, I know the spot.
You're right next to the rectory.
Yeah.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Mary Elizabeth.
Yeah?
I like you.
I like you, too.
So what are we saying goodbye for?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just felt it. I don't know.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, I am.
Well, look, why don't we go over to Gallagher's? They got some great filet of sole.
Hey, I'd like that. You know what I would really like?
What?
I would love to go to Lindy's. I never was there. Maybe I could get some of that filtered fish.
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish, that's right.
Yeah.
That's all fish, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing else
chocolate. Oh, yeah, all fish. Good.
Because I can't.
Right, I know.
Right.
By the way, happy Easter.
Oh, thank you very much. Happy Passover.
Pesach.
What?
Pesach.
Pesach.
Pesach. You want to know something? It really isn't that important.
Next week on Movie Attic Headquarters, Betty Jo Tucker will be saluting film songs and singers. Listeners will be invited to sing along as the spirit moves them at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. That's Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Wow, times go fast when you're having fun. We find something musically appropriate to go out on. Okay. Let's see. What do we got going here? Okay. Oh, here's a little.
My girlfriend just dumped me.
Maybe I can help.
You say your girlfriend dumped you, and you feel like you've been cursed. But try and look on the bright side, it could always be much worse. Like you could break your dominant hand, or burn your tongue a corn on the cob. Or have your laptop charged with fried and get demoted at your job. Like you could have a leaky roof, or have your home go up in flames. Or get into an accident and have insurance reject your claim.
That's not so bad.
Oh yeah?
It could always be worse. You just wait and see, it could always be worse. Glad it's not happening to me, it could always be worse. How much worse could it be? Let's find out, shall we? Like losing all your income and turning to the streets. Been rummaging through garbage cans just for a bite to eat. Like getting life in prison for a crime you didn't do. Or coming down with smallpox, cholera, and scurvy too.
Aren't those a little far-fetched?
Maybe, but
it could always be worse, worse. You just wait and see, it could always be worse, worse. Glad it's not happening to me, it could always be worse.
Oh yeah.
How much worse could it be? Well, find out, won't we? So what if your girlfriend dumps you? You'll do fine on your own. It could always be much worse unless you die alone.
Oh,
oops.
Well, you could drown in toxic waste or get impaled by a unicorn. Like being mistaken for an easy chair or stepping on a thorn.
And then being ripped apart by lions.
Like being enslaved by mountain men or flung from a trebuchet. Like being devoured by giant crabs or floating through the Milky Way.
These are ridiculous.
Still,
it could always be worse, worse. But now I'm sure you can see it.
Now
could always
you can
be worse, worse. The loud has not happened to me. It could always be worse.
Oh yeah.
How much worse could it be? We found out, haven't we?
Fine, you win. It could always be worse.
You're welcome. Well, gotta go. I've got a date.
thank you for tuning in. This is Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio.